Yeah.
Did your parents grow up there too?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, really, my mother was in Pickens County. We were in Cherokee County, in adjoining county, but it wasn't far.
Your father's family grew up in Cherokee County. Mm-hmm. Huh? Did it go back farther than, say, your grandfather? Did they move in from an area?
Yes, they moved in from there. Formerly, the older ones of them was from Virginia, and then they came on to North Carolina and then to Georgia. And then as to the living, what the people grew most of the things that they had to eat, you know. And there wasn't anything they could be shipped in. I mean, there wasn't any way of shipping things in. And they'd had to dig a cellar. We'd call it a basement now, under the floor.
Underneath
and store potatoes and vegetables.
The cellar, was it big enough for people to go in a lot?
They're just small. It wasn't as big even as one room.
Oh, I see.
But it was just a place, that's all they used it for, to store foods that would freeze during the winter.
Yeah, potatoes, I see.
And we didn't have any cans, you know, to can food then. Uh-huh. And I had to just save all the things I could. And they raised all their meat too, and I made pork and beef and chickens. But they had raised their eggs.
Did your father like have cows and chickens?
Yeah.
Really?
And of course, back then, you know, there wasn't any ways stores didn't keep things except. Well, they just grew and carry them in from local places to the stores. I've heard my grandmother tell about they'd go to Cartersville from, it was about 35 miles, something like that, to buy things. The Canton wasn't a very big place then. It didn't have just little local stores of mostly what people grew in the country. Mm-hmm. And it'd take them a long time. Go in a wagon to get their produce.
Can I interrupt and ask about wagons? I don't know anything about things like this.
Oh yeah.
How did wagon? What are the different parts of wagons? How did a wagon work?
You can tell them every number.
Coupling pole? Yeah.
Then a tongue to it, didn't you?
A tongue.
You the horses up here in front, they'd pull it and that coupling pole would bring on.
Oh, I see. Now.
And I had a bed made put on that.
Now the tongue held up the bed? Is that right?
Where they had two horses, it went in between the horses, you know, and it's
back up.
I fastened the horses yoke.
The bolster, they call it, set up here on top of the axle, the bed, and then the standards come up on each side.
Oh, I see. Now, have you ever heard of something called, I've done my homework, have you ever heard of something called a whipple? No, that's not right. A single tree or a whipple tree or something like that? Could you tell me what?
A double tree.
Yeah, what is that?
A single tree or a double tree. I like applying with two horses.
Uh-huh.
You have a double tree, you fasten it here to your plow.
Uh-huh.
And it has a hook on each end, hook a single tree in that, and each field, a single tree.
Oh, I see. It's what you hook the horses to.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
It'd have a chain, you know, to hook into those.
Uh-huh. Did they have different...
And they'd have collars around their necks, you know, and the hames.
Hames come on that.
And
what
then
was that called? Collars around their necks, and then what?
And the hames.